That's the sound of an emperor goose. They're mainly found in Alaska, migrating from Kodiak and the Aleutians north toward the Bering Sea, Savunga, and Gambell. Their population dropped drastically in the 1960s and 70s. Scientists don't know what caused the decline, but some think that part of the reason was oil pollution in wintering areas. It started to tick back up, but it's taking much longer than biologists hoped for. For more than 100 years, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act has protected populations like the emperor goose. Now, the Trump administration is proposing to reduce the law's reach in an effort to remove red tape for developers. Susan Cullany is the policy director for Audubon Alaska.
So it's really going to, you know, the metaphor is clip the wings of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act and really roll back a lot of the good work that has been done and could be done to avoid senseless bird deaths.
Congress passed the Migratory Bird Treaty Act in 1918. It protects more than 1,000 species of migratory birds, including many in Alaska. It prohibits the pursuing, hunting, possessing, or killing of birds or their parts without the required permits.
It also includes accidental actions, and those are called incidental take.
Incidental take is when birds die due to certain aspects of a project or because of an individual action that isn't meant to kill birds but results in bird deaths. The Migratory Bird Act requires companies to take steps to prevent those incidental deaths. The Trump administration's rollback of the plan would lift those requirements, giving industry players much more leeway. The 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill is perhaps the most prominent example of a company's mistake, severely damaging an ecosystem in Alaska. On March 24th of that year, a tanker hit a reef, tearing the hull and pouring 11 million gallons of oil into Prince William Sound. That spill killed 250,000 birds. Exxon was prosecuted under several environmental laws following the spill, among them the Migratory Bird Act, which resulted in a $125 million fine.
And that, you know, was part of the payments that then went into helping to restore the habitat that was in the Prince William Sound that was so heavily impacted. So it's not nothing, and it's important to keep these options on the books. Birds are experiencing a lot of pressures these days.
Cullany says that under the changes, Exxon's spill would likely not have been liable unless it could be proven that the spill was specifically aimed at killing birds. The agency enforcing the act is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Jerome Ford, the assistant director for the Migratory Birds Program, says that other laws like the Endangered Species Act would still hold companies accountable in case of accidents like oil spills.
Those things would kick in to take care of the damages to bird. In the past, the MBTA fines was in addition to that.
In proposing the changes, Fish and Wildlife says the law is meant to, quote, only criminalize actions that are specifically directed at migratory birds, their nests, or their eggs, unquote. The agency says that the law's wording does not allow room to prosecute actions that are not aimed specifically at harming birds. According to Ford, the changes were aimed at clearing up ambiguity in the law for companies that felt they were being unfairly prosecuted for incidental bird deaths. Ford said he didn't know how the changes would impact bird populations.
We're hopeful that people will be incentivized to do the right things for birds and bird conservation. But again, we won't really know until we get the comments back here after the 19th.
That's March 19th, when the public comment period on the proposed changes closes. But even if the agency is encouraging safer operations, companies wouldn't necessarily be incentivized to follow those practices. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.